and then I am recording in Audacity.
I'm recording now.
I'm recording in Audacity.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's do a clap sync to signify the start of the warm-ups. Right, 3, 2, 1. We have started our wonderful warm-up audio. It's Super Dave. Thank you so much for joining us for the warm-up and hopefully the main episode. That'd be kind of crazy if you were only in the warm-up.
We should do that one day.
Yeah. Let's find someone really famous. If we get like a celebrity, like I know James Gunn or Jack Black have been high on our like real celebrities we'd want to have on the show list, I believe.
Let's have Megan Thee Stallion show up for one.
Yes, for
the warm-up only, so.
I feel like, Daniel Radcliffe would be down to show up for like 5 minutes. Because he just kind of does whatever the fuck he wants these days.
We should get a cameo and just play it over the warm-up and pretend that we're having a conversation with them. Yeah,
I was watching Taskmaster Minnesota, where it's essentially a bunch of college kids made their own version of this TV show, Taskmaster. Dave, Super Dave, are you familiar with Taskmaster?
I've seen clips of it on YouTube, so it's like just a bunch of asinine challenges to make them people look stupid. So, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I think I'm hearing some mic bleed, because I just heard myself on someone's mic. Let me just say that again and see whose mic picks up. Yeah.
It was mine.
Jordan, okay. So, Jordan, if you can move your, I guess, turn down your audio.
My headphones are kind of, are a little bit messed up, so I, that's what's going on. It's, yeah.
Okay.
They're a little bent, so I'm trying to move so that the headphone cup or whatever that isn't that is a little messed up. I'm trying to move it away from the mic now.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm glad we caught it early, though. I'm sure Dylan is very grateful we caught that early.
One sec.
Okay.
Okay. That should be a little better.
Let me try. Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
Cool.
So I was watching. So these fans made their own version called Taskmaster Minnesota. So, because Taskmaster UK, there's Taskmaster New Zealand, Taskmaster of Sweden, or Norway, and they actually paid one of the Taskmaster contestants to record a cameo, and it was, like, the shittiest cameo where he straight up was like, fuck, I forgot about doing this, and he's literally, like, in the middle of a bar, and he, like, doesn't really remember what he was supposed to say, so he just kind of mumbles for, like, 30 seconds and is, like, walking around trying to find a place to record, and it's like, I would genuinely have been so fucking mad if I paid this dude, like, $100 to record this super shit video.
I disagree. I think that would have been hilarious. I would have been like, hell yeah. But
is it on brand for that actor,
I get it, though?
It
was on brand for Taskmaster Minnesota.
Oh, he was considered. So every season has like a dumb contestant, and he was one of the two dumb contestants of his season. So it really, it lined up.
Me and some friends, they're on a different Discord. We have been doing
you
this.
You have another Discord? What the fuck, dude?
I know, David. We've been doing... we started doing this thing called Webmaster, where we have like stupid challenges. The first one, which I was not a part of, was create a guy to get mad at. And I think the winner, somebody invented created this blue sky account for a guy who believed in something called retrograde ejaculation, which I will not go into. But
can you elaborate?
Nor should you.
No, I cannot.
God, that is the great. I genuinely think that meme is the greatest. What was it, David Lynch?
Yeah,
said
David
that?
Lynch. Yeah.
That's the greatest. I don't care about his other body work. That was his greatest contribution to human culture.
It was so good.
Super Dave, do you know what we're talking about?
I know about David Lynch a little bit. Yeah.
Jordan, what was the movie Eraserhead? Was it?
Yeah, Simone was like.
He was interviewing
in
David
an interview.
Lynch.
David Lynch was like, "I think that Eraserhead is actually my most spiritual movie." And the guy was like, "Can you elaborate?" And he was just like, "No."
Yeah.
Absolute caps.
Absolute.
Fucking 10 out of 10 comment.
Fuck yeah. But the most recent Taskmaster or the most recent Webmaster one that I was a part of was create your own Sonic OC, and I won.
I won that.
I created a Sonic OC called Jet the Hellspawn. Who used the power of the Hell Chaos Emeralds.
God.
And attached it to Excalibur. He then went into the world of Mega Man X and defeated
Sigma. And
it became
Sigma. The Mega Man Excalibur.
Oh, God, I should have done that. yeah, no.
It's like poetry.
I made the most... But yeah, I'm just like, what would 12-year-old me make? Mm-hmm. If he could make Sonic OC, that's what it was.
So, Super Dave, what's your Sonic OC?
It's dead. I killed him.
You killed him? Oh, God.
No, Dead the
never,
Hedgehog.
I was never. Yeah, no, I don't ever want to look up Dave the Hedgehog. I've never really been into Sonic the Hedgehog, but so I never got into that whole thing.
You're fine.
It's you don't really need for the to. Best. That means you will still be able to go to heaven when you die.
Exactly. Well,
but Sonic is a Christian, as we all know.
Well, I live in the deep south. I gotta watch out on thin ice, you know, with some people down here. So.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh man, I also want to say that this is completely unrelated, but I want to talk about how I watched like an hour long YouTube video that had like professional chefs reviewing boxed macaroni and cheese.
That is the most YouTube thing I've heard. Yes,
it was amazing. I was actually very glad because they actually had at Target the brand that they said was the best box, and I have to say it's the Carbo mac and cheese. Absolute fucking game changer. I can't go back to Kraft. It's so much better.
The brand is Carbo.
So Carbo, I think it's Carbot. They like are a cheese brand, so it's like they're like a pretty big cheese distributor, and they've started making their own box macaroni and cheese, and like you can really tell it's actual cheese and not like something that is may say on the box legally is cheese.
Yeah, we have all of the
which American cheese is not.
No, American cheese is absolutely not. Yeah, we do those little box craft macaroni boxes, and it's just something of. Yeah, we just need a side dish. We make some mac and cheese. I'll have to see about that. Do you guys have what's the name? Do you guys have Kroger? Or,
Kroger? You know,
I think it's a southern. I think it's more like a southern brand.
I know of Kroger.
We don't, but we're aware of it.
We're aware of
it's
it.
It's just a grocery store brand. Yeah.
Yeah, we have Giant and Wegmans. Whole Foods. Which everyone has Whole Foods.
Yeah, the Whole Foods Joe's. Down here are more. Yeah, we don't really have a Trader Joe's. Like, if you want to get like a Whole Foods or like a Target. It's more like in the bigger cities, so like Hattiesburg and more like down on the coast. There's a Target.
Wait, where are you,
like,
Super Dave, by the way?
I live in Mississippi, so I'm kind of in central. Yeah, I'm kind of in central Mississippi. So I'm near to, I wouldn't say it's a big city, but it's one of those, like I live in the woods, but it's not like, it's not like deep, deep woods of just, here's my cottage in the middle of nowhere. Like I'm in a neighborhood of sorts. But it's more like I'm 10 miles outside of the nearest town.
You really were not kidding when you said you're in the South.
No, I don't. And this is me keeping the accent as like limited as possible. This is my speaking voice.
I just thinking of that scene from 30 Rock when they like tell Jack to not, fuck Kenneth. And he's just like, I'm trying to suppress my accent, but it just gets thicker.
Look,
sorry, that was really offensive. I just realized
after
I said that was probably very offensive that I just said that.
No, that's all right. If you want a true Southern accent, this is sometimes how I talk at work. Because it not only am I in Mississippi, I'm a forester, so I deal with a lot of logging crews.
Whoa.
And so you gotta get on their level, and a little bit, almost like a little bit of a trucker accent. So this is kind of more my day-to-day voice when I'm just shooting the shit.
Nice.
But this is my speaking voice because try pronouncing Japanese names. Like, yeah, I'm gonna talk here today about Mamoru Oshii. And Mamoru Hosoda. Yeah, see, you're laughing already. No one's gonna take me. Konnichiwa. Yes, you can literally use konnichiwa. So when I decided to do the podcast, it was like I didn't want to be that Jeff Foxworthy deal of like, yeah, you don't want your doctor to have a southern accent. Like, and I'll see, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna give you an injection of, you know, it's like, I want to change doctors right now.
this actually reminds me, I was doing like a puzzle game where it's like you have five letters and you have to spell words out, and I couldn't think of the last fucking word, and the letters I were given were I-N-M-E-A, and guess what the word I couldn't fucking figure out, a five letter word using those letters I couldn't sort out,
what
was I-M-A-A. It was fucking anime was the last word I had to solve for that puzzle, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
God damn it, David.
Right? I was like fuck me. Oh god. All right, but do people feel warmed up and we should start migrating into the whole podcast thing?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Super Dave, I'm super excited. This is going to be a really fun one. So just to keep going, Super Dave, the next thing we want to sort out is the section starters. So this is really just so we have a good flow of conversation, just making sure we pivot from topic to topic to someone who's ready to start talking about it. Are there any topics in bold? And it's pretty much why it failed, what it did well, where it could have gone, miscellaneous thoughts, and final verdict. Out of those five, are there any you'd like to get the first word in? And that doesn't mean you can't speak as much as you want in other sections, or it feels like you have a point you really, really want to bring up. It's just so we have a good flow of conversation.
Honestly, the only thing I felt kind of passionate about was maybe where it could have gone, just because I'm a fan of boxing series, or just Hajime no Ippo is like a big thing to me. But I didn't want to do
Is there a Ippo and boxing, second one you'd Baki. Like to do if you were to do a second one?
If there's a second one, let me go to my notepad really quick.
I think it's kind of hard to feel passionate about many things in this series.
Yeah, which is ironic because
it's a series about heart. But I mean, as far as a boxing series, there's things about the storyline. It's like you had the biggest layup you could have. You had everything there, and you just went the most laziest route.
Oh, we've seen that before.
Yeah. Several times. This is nothing new for something. So a lot of things that I have to say, I was kind of checking with David's notes here of like, okay, are we kind of on the same page, or like where do we kind of differ? But mostly I just kind of go with the flow of the conversation. So it might be...
Okay, that is not a problem. Jordan, is there any that you'd like to do?
Let's see. So he just took where it could have gone. I'll do why it failed.
Oh man. Wow. Surprising.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. By the way,
Dave, just so you know, I think you already, picked up on this, but, these are just David's notes.
I know they're just David's notes. I'm not trying to, I'm not limiting myself to such and so. I was kind of getting an idea of the general flow.
No, I'm just saying, cause like a lot of people, we ask them to start talking, and then they just start reading off David's my notes.
That's a good point.
So that's why. No.
Yeah. Most of my, at a certain point, I can show you my personal notes for like what makes.
Yeah, I saw them in Treehouse the anime.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Not just these, but like kind of what goes into a Treehouse episode. Mm-hmm. But this is more of like me just putting down bullet points. And it was more like a lot of this stuff is I'm just going to have it in front of me. So when you guys are talking about specific points in the story, I can kind of go like, oh yeah, this is just giving me a little bit extra details. I'm not reading off really much of this. It's just things to kind of keep me, because I'll be honest, I forgot a lot of this manga, even with me just reading it yesterday.
This manga is very forgettable.
Do you guys mind if we save the conversation for when we actually start?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the next point is just heads up, we're going to limit recording time to 1 hour and 10 minutes just to keep it a reasonable length. I am going to set a timer for that, so you may hear me just kind of be like, guys, we need to move on. If you ever feel like there's something really, really want to make sure we bring in, that's fine. Just let me know and we'll restart the transition after that. Also, on that point, the podcast is edited. It's going to be about 55 minutes. If you ever feel like you want to re-say something or you want something just removed from the audio, feel free to just re-say it or just simply say, hey, Dylan, can you take that part out? Or you're definitely going to hear Jordan tell me to re-say something at least once during the show.
That's just typical podcast. And so,
yes. And then at the start of the show, Super Duper, if you could give a quick 30-second introduction, and then at the end of the show is really when you can deep dive into everything you're working on. And that's really it. Do you have any questions before we really get started?
The older cat just jumped back in my lap, so she should stay here. She's not the one I'm worried about.
Aww. Okay.
Yeah.
I have the goblin dog. She's sleeping on my bed.
I got a little kitten. He's downstairs. We just got him.
Yeah. All right. So now let's do 10 seconds of silence, and then we're going to go 3, 2, 1, clap. 3, 2, 1, clap.
Oh, David, I do have one quick thing real quick.
We'll also do a clap after each section, just again to make it easier for our editor.
Just to give you like a little bit of a pre-warning, as far as my intro, I do want to wish you happy marriage and all that. So congrats on the marriage. So, okay.
Oh, well, that's totally no problem. I appreciate the thought, but yes, you're more than welcome you're like, not to get political, but I hope like, you have a great marriage. I hope you have a great wedding.
When's your actual date?
I might get canceled for saying
that. Yeah, I love that whole...
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, so
What? It was 2 weeks ago.
All right.
Yes. So yes, I'm all married. I've got my wedding ring. I had to buy a second wedding ring. It was great. Dylan's wedding gift, by the way, Jordan, got lost in the mail, so we're trying to sort that out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he made us something, so we're trying to figure out what's going on with that.
Yeah, oh, that sucks.
I know, right?
Figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, all right, but shall we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Ray, we're going to do 10 seconds of silence right now. Three, two, one.